date with someone when you don't even know their first name.
What's up, you guys? This is Connecting with Octavia with your host, Octavia Johnson, and I am back with a night podcast for today. Woo! Yes! Now, let's get started. Okay, I'm gonna keep it real with you guys. This was not the podcast episode I was supposed to be uploading today. The reason why I had to re-record was because playing the recording, you could tell there was so much going on. There was too much background noise. There was extraness coming in. People kept interrupting me and I was getting upset. And you know what? That's life. It happens. And because I'm still new at this, I'm still learning how to edit like different types of audios that I'm not quite experienced with just yet. I'm gonna get there, but not quite yet. So because of that, it's been hindering everything and I was getting frustrated and I wasn't gonna put out an episode at all tonight. But then again, I was like, you know what? I really wanted to do this, so let me put forth the effort. So instead of talking about what I was going to talk about tonight, which I will let you guys know about that next week, I decided that I was going to talk about managing more of your time. Now, although I'm in quarantine, I am doing an internship. And with that, I have to make sure that I put all my effort into that because, you know, that's important and that goes on your resume. Now, that's when I started to realize that if I want to do this blog or this podcast and I want to do it weekly, I need to make sure that I manage my time wisely. So that's when I came to my senses and thought, you know what? Maybe I need to start writing stuff down and be more elaborate with what I want to do. I got my dates down. I got when I want to do everything, but I still have to make sure that I manage my time wisely and make sure I get everything done. Because the internship is amazing. You know what I'm saying? I want that to really go well, especially since they wanted me to come back. You know what I'm saying? So now with blogs and even doing the podcast, especially during this pandemic, I want to make sure I do a good job with those two. So my first step, one, I'm going to give myself time to think. I'm going to give myself time to work on creating a solid outline of what I want to put in these blog posts and the podcast. And I think that will help out a lot more. My scheduling is down. You know what I'm saying? I think it's great to have two blog posts on Monday and Wednesday and then have a podcast on Tuesday. You feel me? And if I think about doing something Thursday, I'll probably put something there. But as of right now, I like how it looks. But I might have to start really taking upon myself to use my weekends to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? So now if I go ahead and have everything done in the weekend, I can focus a lot more with putting in a lot more work into my internship also. You know what I'm saying? And this happens, you know, you got to put forth what's your priority. So right now, my main priority is the internship. And it's normal for all of us to feel this way. So if you ever feel the exact same way too, just make sure that you just create an outline for yourself. Sometimes it's not just, okay, let me schedule it. Maybe you got to do a lot more to it to make sure that it comes out the way you want it to. I don't want to keep being late with providing content. You know what I'm saying? I want this to be as consistent as possible. But the only way I'm going to be able to do that is if I put forth the effort and make sure that I'm on top of things and I have to hold myself accountable for everything. And the thing about it is I'm doing a personal blog, which has like a few lifestyle blogs in there. And I just need to find my niche. I need to find what exactly I'm going to be putting within these personal and lifestyle blogs. Is it going to be just myself, college life? I would love to do college life for, you know, graduate students. And I think that would be a great opportunity, especially for people who may be just like me. It's their first time going to graduate school. You know what I'm saying? I'm already struggling right now. I feel like the COVID-19 really put a damper on a lot of stuff that could have been done by now, you know? And it's stressing me out because I don't want to miss any deadlines. I don't want to miss any money opportunities. I want to be able to go to grad school and then have it paid for. So when I hear about, oh, you know, it's going to be another wait, you know, that kind of scares me and it kind of affects the way that I work. So I feel like doing stuff like that would really help as far as blog posts. Now, my podcast, I want it to be a little more positive. For example, I'm not going to come in here with my opinions and being negative and stuff like that, because I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, there's a lot I got to say about what's going on in our world, but I feel like it's not worth it to be put out through my mouth. I rather do it in writing anyways, so that it stays there and then people know that I'm not joking, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that recordings don't stay there, because, you know, you always got screen recording, people always record what you say. I just want it to be out in writing so that y'all know that I'm serious. Honestly, I don't know who doesn't know this or not, but I'm not the best at trying to discuss anything or to break down situations or even elaborating verbally. I'm better with written communication. That's just how I am. I hate talking in front of people. You know, I feel like this podcast right now is helping me to learn how to talk a little better. On top of that, my grammar sucks. There's so many aspects to why I just don't do verbal, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that I'm doing this podcast because I feel like it will help me out a lot. But yeah, I really want to work on that time management. I got enough time. I got some of the resources. I just got to plan it out. I think sometimes college drains you, and I think that's where I'm at right now because, yeah, I graduated, so I'm starting to feel that I really don't want to do anything mentality, but I got to get out of that because I can't keep thinking like that. That's not the reality for me. That's not how I see my future. I'm gonna do a lot better with this, and I'm definitely gonna get that episode out for next week. But yeah, if you feel like you're going through the same thing, let me know. You feel me? And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to my podcast tonight. This was not supposed to be the episode, but you know what? It's all good because the episode I got cooking for y'all is gonna be great for next week. So thank you guys again. This is Connecting with Octavia with your host, Octavia Johnson, and I will see you guys next week.